It's here and now, and on Monday, President Obama is expected to unveil new rules aimed at cutting carbon emissions from power plants, including ones that use coal. Coal generates less than half of the country's electricity at this point and is the largest source of air pollution. The new rules are expected to spur advances in technology to burn cleaner coal. At least, that's the hope of proponents of one such so-called clean coal project planned for West Texas. Marfa Public Radio's Lauren Madelon reports.
The wind is blowing across 600 acres in Panwell, a ghost town in the Permian Basin of West Texas. Abandoned oil tanks are strewn across the empty field. But directors of the Texas Clean Energy Project say they'll build a coal-fired power plant here over the next 4 years. And they're calling it an environmental game changer.
I am in favor of building electric power plants that capture their carbon.
That's Laura Miller, former mayor of Dallas. As mayor, she was not in favor of building new coal-fired power plants in Texas. That was in 2007. Fast forward to 2014. Miller now heads up this $3.5 billion project, which is all about making electricity from coal, but not the old way.
Traditional coal plants take a lump of coal, put a match to it, and it burns up a smokestack, and you try desperately to pull off sulfur, mercury, grit off the coal emissions.
The new twist, turning coal into gas.
21st century coal takes coal and puts it in a large receptacle called a gasifier, and you add a little pure oxygen and you heat it up to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and you make a gas out of the lump of coal.
Miller says that's what marks this technology.
And by putting it into a gaseous form, you're much more easily able to pull out all the bad stuff, including carbon dioxide.
It's called carbon capture and storage, CCS. 8 U.S. plants use this technology right now, and they bury carbon dioxide in the ground. What's new here is the plan to recycle CO2 to make electricity. And CO2 will also be used to extract oil here in the Permian Basin, the country's highest producing oil field.
It's very difficult to perceive a future where we are not using fossil fuels for energy for decades into the future. It is also difficult to foresee that we can address our problem of climate change if we do not capture the carbon from those fossil sources.
Tim Profeta is the director of the Nicholas Institute for Environmental Solutions at Duke University.
Any new technology brings along risks of will it perform and how much exactly will it cost.
Meaning it's a calculated but expensive roll of the dice.
By putting this capture technology on the ground, we are narrowing the risks around its further deployment, and it's very important to do the first one.
The EPA won't force existing coal plants to adopt carbon capture and storage. But by mandating emission reductions, the agency hopes the technology is adopted as new plants are built, making CCS cost-effective over time. The Environmental Defense Fund's Jim Marston says CCS is also critical for emerging energy-hungry economies.
The real opportunity for growth is actually in China and India, where they're continuing to build new coal plants, and we could clean up their plants, and we need to do that very quickly because China is now surpassing the U.S. as the number one emitter of carbon dioxide.
In fact, China's already in this game. The country's Export-Import Bank is lending the Texas project $2.5 billion, marking its largest foreign investment in clean coal technology. For Here and Now, I'm Lorne Madelon.
And Lauren's story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on energy issues in Western states. So, a plant being built that will not just capture carbon and store it, but use the gas created to help extract oil. Will that be successful? All eyes are on an existing plant that hasn't opened yet in Kemper County, Mississippi, where the power company Southern has built a new coal-fired power plant that's designed to capture and reuse 65% of that plant's carbon dioxide and then run it along a 64-mile pipeline to oil reserves. How's that going? Well, as we said, it hasn't opened yet. Steve Muffson is energy and finance reporter for The Washington Post. And Steve, you're reporting that this plant has run into some problems.
It has. It's running behind schedule, and it's running way over budget, probably more than double the original cost estimates.
Well, but it has a lot of things going for it. Let's talk about that first. $270 million grant from the Energy Department, over $100 million in investment tax credit. It's in this very good location. So on paper, it's been looking very good.
Yeah, this plant has every conceivable advantage. Lignite coal mine across the street, which didn't have much value, but because of this particular process for for burning coal, it has a lot of value in this context, and these tremendous government support. And finally, the enhanced oil recovery. This plant will help Mississippi get an extra 2 million barrels a day out of some oil fields that were first discovered back in the 1940s.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is that people haven't built too many of these plants. They're called combined cycle plants. The company underestimated the amount of steel it would need. They had some trouble with weather. They had trouble with contractors. Just about everything that could possibly go wrong in the construction side has gone wrong. And that's been very, very costly.
Well, very costly. The projected cost over the long run went up by $235 million, bringing it to about $5.5 billion. And yet, you spoke with Southern's chief executive. They still say they feel that this is going to be a great investment.
Southern Company and the Energy Department feel there's a certain amount of cost overrun that you would expect with a first-of-its-kind or a nearly first-of-its-kind plant of this nature. I don't think Southern ever anticipated that the cost would run over this far. Over the long term, very, very long term, will it look better? Yeah, perhaps. But I still think any other utility would be very hesitant to go down this road at this point.
Well, and what does that mean for the new requirements from the EPA? They've proposed new limits on carbon dioxide emissions for new coal plants. And right now, this one in Kemper is the only one that would meet those rules.
This is why we care about this plant in Kemper. The EPA has looked to this plant as an example of what could be done. This isn't just a question of having more efficient equipment of the sort we've been using. This is a question of really having a completely different process and somehow connecting with enhanced oil recovery or some other sort of industry that can use the CO2. And that's just, for me, very hard.
There's, I'm sure, also a sense that there's no going backward.
Well, there's no going backward for Southern at this point, and I suspect there's no going backward for new coal plants. The president is committed to this climate action strategy. It also comes at a tough time for the coal industry. This Kemper facility was the only place where anyone had broken ground for a new coal plant since November of 2008. And that has nothing to do with these regulations coming from EPA. That's based on existing conditions. So it may be that, in a way, that the EPA regulations are moot because no one's going to build a new coal plant. There's a big rush to natural gas that's come out of fracking shale rock.
And yet the owners of this plant in Kemper, the people from Southern, they say they're going to be cleaner than gas, even when they get it going.
That's true. If people can bring the cost down in building this kind of coal plant, then it could be competitive. But building a natural gas plant is just wildly cheaper than building this kind of coal plant. So at the moment, I don't think you'll see a lot more of these types of coal plants unless people become a lot more confident about their ability to control costs.
Steve Mufson, energy and finance reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Here and Now.